We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Apple planning to a big investment in original programming, but this $1 billion investment is going to be spent on movies destined for the big screen and not the streaming service. So, Mark, why do you think they're doing this? I would think that their streaming service would be more successful.
So it's actually $1 billion towards movies, not necessarily movies just for theaters, right? So these movies would hit in theaters and the streaming service at the same time. Getting into theaters is a way to boost marketing. It's a way to boost interest. There's lots of actors, producers, directors, Hollywood types who find, straight to streaming not ideal, and they want the movie theater push. So it's sort of a way to appease those people, get bigger names. Martin Scorsese, Apple could pay basically $250 million just on that one film that Scorsese is working on. So a lot of recent momentum here from TV Plus, which is pushing them to up their budget a bit, specifically on theatrical, on full-length feature films, in addition to their standard TV shows and such.
You know, interesting when you said that it is to appease these people who are used to putting their movies on the big screen, and you shoot it in a certain way when it's meant to be seen in a grand theater like that. I'm wondering whether then Apple feels like that they have enough confidence that there are enough people in the seats to then push their streaming service.
I mean, you've seen movie theaters and the resurgence movie theaters have had over the past 6 months or so, right? I went to see James Bond, No Time to Die, at the end of 2021. Obviously, that was a movie a lot of people were looking forward to, but the theater was certainly, filled to the brim, right? So with the right movie, you're going to fill up those theaters, and it seems like Apple's very confident it's going to have the right content to get that filled up.
You know, Apple has had a lot of success on its streaming service. So I wonder whether or not that success isn't enough on its own to get people who are, maybe not used to watching, programming that way.
You know, Apple always wants to grow, right? And part of the marketing push there is you're going to bring people into theaters who may not be familiar with TV Plus. They'll learn about TV Plus there, and then they'll subscribe to watch more content that they like. If they like what they see in the theaters, they'll like what they subscribe to on TV Plus.
Okay, but you're not going to see something like Ted Lasso on the big screen. I mean, that's a design for streaming on your computer, on your phone, maybe, even if it's not on your TV.
I mean, who knows? Maybe one day, there's talk that Ted Lasso may wrap up after this season, or maybe there'll be one more season after this. There's probably going to be some spinoffs planned, and maybe there'll be a Ted Lasso movie one day, 5 years from now, with Jason Sudeikis that we'll all head to the movie theater to watch at the same time that it launches on TV Plus for streaming.
Yeah, I admit I'd probably go watch that, too. Is there a demographic that they're going after in this?
I think this is anyone who's willing to pay for more content, right? This is really not about the movie theaters, right? This is about Apple upping its budget to make full-length feature films. Apple only has a few movies, right? There's Emancipation, there's a few other ones, but certainly they could grow and expand, right? Netflix has done a good job of choosing between short-term series, documentaries, TV shows, and movies. Apple's focused primarily on, TV show series like Severance, Ted Lasso that you mentioned. There's Schmigadoon. There's the new one with Harrison Ford. Certainly lots of popular shows, but they could probably do quite a bit more in terms of full-length, hour and a half to 2.5-hour movies, and that's where this budget is pushing toward.
You think anybody else might be considering similar investment?
This investment is sort of right near what Netflix and Amazon is doing. Amazon is doing about, 5x per year about what Apple's going to spend now. So you're getting close, and you're talking about those law of large numbers at this point. So it's par for the course. They're not at the high end there, but they're certainly growing, and they want to compete more with Netflix and Amazon. And in terms of getting people in Hollywood on board, in terms of buying content, it's bidding and money what speaks.
Mark, thanks very much for the reporting and the perspective. That is Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.